Pickleball for Seniors. Tips and benefits by pickleballcontrol.com. Pickleball has blown up among seniors and has become a popular recreation game that takes aspects of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. It's a game that can be played inside or outside, and the court is smaller, so it keeps the game in tight quarters. This is a huge positive because it allows seniors to get out and play a racket game without having to do all of the running involved in the other court games. It's also a good way to get people out and be social, as you often see many courts lined up next to each other. People play a game, then rotate out and wait for the next game. I've seen this game being played a lot in parks, and it appears that it has great support and community behind the game. I think that along with the low costs associated with playing this game and the ability to share a net with many others following local games, this should be a definite option to play locally. For other health benefits, improved cardiovascular fitness, better balance, enhanced moving from one place to another aspects, hand-eye coordination, etc., are crucial to maintaining good health ability to live on one's own. I'd argue this is a moderate intensity game. An average senior's speed is lower, but it should be enough for most. It's widely adjustable to how the group wants to play. Alternate game mode, returning the ball after two bounces, veterans mode for the nervous, and a tier for competitive players. I think it may be ideal for older people who struggle with lower body health and beginning to regain exercise. This spatial game will stimulate cognition, as statistics indicate spatial game involvement reduces dementia likelihood. Plus, it'll reduce loneliness risk. This game, which is naturally social, can be super social. The popularity of the senior circuit range of ages playing across fields is a testament to how fun this game is and its allegiance. Recommended gear for seniors. For pickleball and other paddle sports, you need the right gear to perform well and to keep you safe. A short list would include paddles and balls and the proper shoes. Paddles should be lightweight and not make your arm or wrist hurt. Too often, I see paddles that are heavy, and after a game or two, the person is done. If you are an older adult, you may simply not have the strength in your arm, wrist, and grip that a young person has, and you must be realistic about that. I think it's almost a no-brainer to look for some type of ergonomic handle. Along the same lines, you also need to have a paddle that is engineered to give you more control. Stroke mechanics can often be compromised by things like osteoporosis, diminished motor control, joint degradation, and diminished eyesight. Balls are also key, and often not much thought is given to them. Certainly, there are different balls for the different paddle sports. For pickleball, though, remember that they are not all created equal. Some are heavier than others, and some have more bounce to the ounce. If you're having fun, and hopefully you are, they can make a big difference. Most people with a smile on their face usually play better. As an older adult, look for a ball that is more slowly served and returned. It's probably super helpful to make sure the ball color contrasts enough with your environment, making it more easy to spot. Oh, and make sure you know whether or not the game is being played indoors or out, as that can affect gameplay. Footwear, that's a biggie, as you need shoes that grip whatever surface you're on and hold your feet the way they need to be held. Older adults usually need more padding in their shoes to keep whatever's going on at the feet comfortable. If you're in senior, be aware that your foot mechanics might be much better if you have some type of footbed in your shoes. Get a new pair or new inserts that hopefully have moisture-wicking tech sewn into them every year. Avoid leather soles and look for shoes or even a medical device that are sport-specific. Brand-wise, look for shoes that have the overall comfort and support that you as an older adult demand. Check if extra-wide widths are right for you. A Velcro closure might be just right for someone who can't use their fingers well or who otherwise has fine motor issues. Your rubber outsole must not make you slip and fall on hard, smooth surfaces or indoor, outdoor carpeting. New Balance is a company that has been around forever, and its men's 8-month teen V1 lace-up walking shoe is presently their top seller, and it has some of these characteristics. Another good one for oldsters is the Dr. Comfort Aero, double-depth coated as APMA, American Podiatric Medical Association, comfort shoes, which cater to the broadest population of ages, shoes designed for active adults, and everyone. When considering shoes and their importance in any slips, trips, and falls scenario, it seems that you might, as a caregiver, healthcare provider, or older adult, consider at least one of these company's brands. You will find many other superior product lines that may work for you as well. If you want to up your game at your age, you need to get the gear that fits your position. The moisture wicking, the high tech, the future fabric can make a paddle sport the most fun workouts you get every week, month, or year. Understanding pickleball. A fun, interactive group activity designed to get the bodies and the conversation moving. This is an easy-to-learn game that's great for all skill levels. It's a taking-turns style of play where players perform actions and react on other players' actions. Because it's a low-impact activity, older adults don't have to overexert themselves to take part in the game, unlike more traditional sports. This game gives players the opportunity to get up and get moving, with planned movements that can be scaled to suit the player's mobility level. Physical benefits of pickleball for seniors. For many older adults, pickleball is a popular, low-impact game that provides a fun way to stay fit. The game, which combines aspects of tennis, badminton, and ping pong, is easily picked up for those of varying skills. Compared to other racket sports, pickleball features a smaller court and more relaxed playstyle, reducing the risk of injury from loose footing. This allows seniors to experience the thrill of competition without fear of the demanding terrain or violent gameplay. But while the game might be gentle on the joints, pickleball requires extreme coordination and balance. As seniors play the game more, their balance becomes stronger, reducing the risk of regular indoor falls, a common fear for many seniors. Also, similar to other racket sports, such as tennis, pickleball promotes agility, strengthening the power of the wrist and grip. Mental and emotional benefits. Pickleball, a sport that combines elements of tennis, badminton, and table tennis, engages strategic thinking and quick decision-making. Stand where on the court? Where is your opponent going to hit the ball? What kind of shot are you going to make based on the above? This is the root of all strategy games. The very things that make them fun are what make pickleball and table tennis a great mental workout. Recently, I wrote about the mental benefits of playing chess. Pickleball shares many of the same mental benefits. The above conversation gives a short snapshot into the mental components of a typical pickleball game. Still, as we know, no game is ever the same, thus increasing our mental agility each time we play. Physical activity in general also aids in your mental health. Exercise releases endorphins, your brain's feel-good chemicals. For this reason, exercise, i.e. pickleball, plays a vital role in preventing and treating symptoms of anxiety and or depression, promoting socialization, which is linked to a reduction in feelings of depression and or feelings of isolation, while improving our sense of community, desire for life, optimism, etc. Moreover, forming relationships and reaching personal and team milestones, goals in the game of pickleball, allows you to increase your pool and community of friends. Experience the joy that comes from learning new things, such as a new skill and or strategy development. Social benefits of playing pickleball. Pickleball is not just a sport, it's a social event. Players who would otherwise not come together will meet up at pickleball courts. Many players of this game do not bring their A game, but their social game. Because this sport is played so casually, you will meet a lot of new people. Pickleball is often a backdrop to something much more important, community. What's been interesting about watching this sport is when players on the court double bounce, smile, and say, "We're not going to win anything today anyway." They shake it off and shrug their shoulders. Everyone is having a good time with their friends. Pickleball is a conduit that leads to building deep friendships with good people. If you've been to many different event centers and observed different sports communities, you'll find that the people of pickleball are an unusually encouraging and happy people. The camaraderie among players of this sport is great to see. Senior pickleball tips. If you're new to this sport, the best way to start is by learning the rules, figuring out how to serve, and understanding what the lines on the court mean. See if you can find any beginner classes to take. Many local gyms or community recreation centers offer senior-specific beginner classes. Starting out with other seniors means you won't feel as if you're being left behind. You should try to find groups of local pickleball players near you or any of your senior friends who might want to play. Look on meetup sites to see if any groups near you are hosting a pickle. Many people join Facebook groups on local fitness pages to see if anyone's down for some pickleball. Don't forget to check in with your city's park and rec to see where the nearest official pickleball court is. Who knows, it might even be somewhere in your local neighborhood. Depending on your area, the department may offer meetups or the official name open play at dedicated times for pickleball players. Seniors often enjoy playing with others, so this is a good sport that will allow you to regularly meet up with your friends. Following a regular schedule of light physical activity can really help to stave off many preventable illnesses that seniors experience in USA care homes. To help you out and to make sure you're staying safe when you play, wait for a warm day before beginning so you can properly warm up. Running or exercising when cold can cause your muscles to seize. If it's near dinner time, wait until you've eaten or cook a meal beforehand so that you're properly hydrated. You should also make sure to take things slow if you're just a beginner. Trying to get into the game too fast can lead to injuries, especially among seniors who are at a higher risk. If you have any family nearby, play with them to see if you enjoy the sport over tennis or table tennis. Pickleball is all the rage in senior communities lately, and it's easy to understand why. It's a fun game. It's the perfect sport that was designed to be a mix of tennis, badminton, and ping pong, where people of any level can play. The sport provides great aerobic, low-impact, heart-healthy exercise that really enhances balance and agility, which are so important for seniors to maintain to reduce falls and age-related health issues. Mentally playing a fast-paced game where you have to strategize your moves realistically will help you keep your thinking sharp. And for a senior, that's certainly a good thing for your brain or any couch potato for that matter. So let's just say that whatever you knew or thought about pickleball, pick up a paddle and join in a game. There are local meetups and community centers for seniors everywhere, providing lessons for beginners if you've never played. The collective experience will bring you joy. And hey, who wouldn't want more of that? So contact a local to get started today to help improve your overall lifestyle and quality of life.